Right before this episode starts, if you want to enter in a giveaway for a $100 to $200 mic, go vote for me for the Rode and Anchor competition. We're trying to get to 100 votes, so that ensures that the giveaway happens. So if you want to win a microphone, vote for me and tell everyone that you know to also vote as well. The link is in the episode notes. Welcome to the 1 year anniversary of Hype Life. This is going up exactly a year since the first episode since we started. This is amazing. I didn't think this was gonna last this long, but yet I've done it. So like you've read the title, this is just kind of like a kind of tribute to my first episode, which was Supreme SS 20 collection. Now we're doing it the other way. We're doing SS21 collection. A whole year since that collection has come out, and wow, so we've come a long way, I feel like. Let's get right started into this. So I'll break into some pieces. We're gonna spend most of the time in the accessories. I feel like I can make a lot of that. There's gonna be some stuff. There's gonna be like box logos. I'll go over the box logos, go over some jackets, some t-shirts, some skate decks, some shoes, a lot of stuff, hats, bags, whatnot. And yeah, let's get right into this. So let's go over some Supreme t-shirts. So there's one, you know, like the just like the stereotypical I guess you could say graffiti print. Bam, that's what we have for the first one. Hand style hoodie, sweatshirt. It just says Supreme in it, kind of graffiti. The next one is kind of like a backwards and forward print. It's pretty cool. In the box logo, I am very disappointed. I'm sorry, but a lot of people do like this, but they did a cause collaboration, which many people think like, oh, that's amazing. But it's like this chalk box logo. Go look it up and give me your opinions. But I'm not the biggest fan at all of this box logo. I was kind of disappointed. Definitely like the cross box logo. That was pretty cool. But that's kind of the box logo. It came in like gray, blue. I believe it came in some other colorways. A lot of colors. Gray. All the colorways in the world that they did. So that's kind of pretty much the wrap up. They also did like they did a lot of hoodies. They did this Arc hoodie sweatshirt, which says Supreme in this really cool font. And yeah, they did this zip. They did a small box logo zip up sweatshirt. I think that would be really nice. Just certain stuff. I'm trying to get this out of the way so we can get to the accessories, which is next. So they're just doing a bunch of kind of like base tees, just a bunch of really, really cool stuff. But yeah, let's go on to the next one, which is accessories. All right, so let's go right into the accessories. So, wow, okay, so they already came out. There's a speedboat, Sea-Doo and Supreme did a collaboration, and they have a freaking speedboat. I believe this is just a jet ski. I think this is really sick. A lot of these stuff is very exclusive. Remember, all this might not release to the public. It might just be like a friends and family type of stuff. Just little disclaimer. They also did a mini refrigerator. That is really, really sick. It has just Supreme on there. I think that would be sick to get. I think it would be sick to get this. And again, it's, I don't know, it might be hundreds of dollars, and I probably would not pay for that. I think it's still really cool. I don't think I would pay for that. Anyway, the next one is this large plate. I believe this is ceramic, which is really cool. It has a building on it. I think this is actually, that one's pretty cool. And then the next one is this chair. Now, this chair is very, really cool. It's like one of those bendy chairs. And has Supreme written on all on it. But it's like bending. So it's like the letters are bending too. I think that's really, really sick. So that's pretty much it for those four items. The next four, the first one is the World Supreme and Justin's World Ring, World Famous Ring. So Supreme's main like kind of tag is World Famous, because it is. So it has diamonds and golden. That's what they do. They'll do a bunch of like, just kind of like, I mean, quality, but it's just like streetwear, right? But they also do some like crazy bling, and this is one of the, I believe it retailed for about $600. It's really crazy. But yeah, anyway, next one is the Wheaties collab. They did a collaboration with Wheaties, so it just has the cooler box, has Wheaties on it, but, and there's two different colorways, kind of like the blue and black color, camo, and then the, yellow and, dark green camo. So very, very different cool stuff. These are really sick. I believe the last person to do it was Travis Scott, who'd created Reese's Puffs collaboration. I think that was really cool. The cereal normally doesn't taste better. It's just the limited edition box. Now, I really hope these come out in the store so I can get these. That would be sick. That's what they did with, what do you call it? Travis Scott. It was a, they did it through just supermarkets. You could just get it, right? And I thought that was pretty cool. So if they were going to do with this, I think that would be even cooler. But yeah, let's move on. Next one is Supreme MPC Live. This is like a live pad, you know, has like the like sequin beats, you know, it's kind of like a DJ thing, which I think is really cool. It comes in red, it has Supreme on it. Of course. And then they also came up with this one. This is very, really crazy. I believe this is, a spray can. It has blue, yellow, black, gray, pink, and red all on it with, Supreme on it. I think this is really sick. Definitely something really different than they did. So that's just part of it. Now let's go on to the next one, which is the table lamp. So there's a table lamp. Then the next one is this camera. Now this is kind of like a, I believe this is just a film camera. That's what, like, sometimes Supreme will do kind of those, what do you call it? Just like cameras that are kind of like, you know, the old style camera. So I think it's really, really cool. They did a collaboration with a burner phone. They did a Supreme burner. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, everything. It was really crazy. Next one is also a, it's a beer mug, but also has that cool building feature on it, which I think is really, really sick. And then the last item on this row is the Supreme and Rawlings wooden bat. They did a collaboration with this, very similar in the past. I believe around 10 years ago, they did a collaboration. So they're doing another bat with Rawlings. I think that's going to be really, really sick. But yeah, let's continue on. So the next one, they're doing, Supreme and Nerf collaboration, these blasters. I think these are really cool. Has camo on it, and it has Supreme on it. I think that's really sick. There's some camo, Supreme, bed sheets, which I think is really cool. There's also lounge chairs. This would be really cool in black and red. And then the last item on this list is these, Sea to Summit inflating sleeping mats, which are just basically just sleeping mats and camo, red, and black, which I think is really, really sick. A lot of these accessories, which I really want to obviously focus on, is really cool. Next one, which is they've never done before, is a kite, Supreme kite. I think this is really cool. Also, another collaboration, Prism Zenith kite. Next one is a bodyboard. There's Supreme on the underneath. It just has their box logo, basically. It's a bodyboard. I think this would be really, really... I think that would be really, really sick just to be, like... what do you call it? Just kind of just, like, go on the beach with that. But I don't know if I want to un-DS that, to be honest with you. Glass bottles, very different. I think that's very nice. A lot of people are doing glass bottles now. Very well now and seen that, a lot of glass bottles, but anyway, I think that's really cool. There's also this chain lock, you know, Supreme chain lock, and there's keys to it. I find the keys are better than the sequins, just easier, I feel like. I would definitely feel like it would be easier. And then the next one, they also created a pump, which I think is really, really sick. Yeah, so this one's like, again, probably one of the sickest ones ever. I mean, a bike pump, that's really cool. The next one is a marathon clock. This is really cool. It has Supreme on it. and Seiko, I think that's how you say it. They also created another frisbee. And I don't know what it says. It's like something you, and just has Supreme on it. And this is another Whammo collaboration. And this one, so back in the day, they did dice sets. They did a lot of dice sets. And this is very, very different. I really like this. Yeah, let's go on to the next one. All right, the next accessory is they also created a umbrella, sorry, with a bunch of like street signs on it, which I think is really cool. Next one is a leather bin tool. So they created a red and blue. This is just basically picture of it's basically just a pocket knife, which I think is really, really sick. It's something that I don't think they've done. They haven't done this in a while. A quick minute. Next one is a carton, a cutter. Has Supreme on it, of course. And I think it's really, really sick. I believe this is just a another cutter. Next one is a logo Zippo. This just has Supreme on it. They love to do Zippos. One of the other than box logos, they're definitely known for their Zippos, which I think is really, really sick. I love how their Zippos look. And yeah, I don't smoke, but I think it would be really cool just to own one, right? But yeah, they do a lot. Like they make like the resale value can range from 100 to like 500 depending on like if it's gold or not, right? next one is Mophie. They do a lot of collaborations. I mean 10 years in the works, I believe, of just collaboration on collaboration. So they did a power station. You can just lay your phone on it. And I think I'm definitely trying to get this. I'm definitely gonna get the black one, the black and white one. I think would look amazing. That would be really cool. They also released another iPhone 11 or 12 case. I can't tell. With it's Bowery, so it's just like this hotel, I believe, with a cab right next to it, which is really nice. They also did this bell with many different patterns, which I think is really cool. And then the next one is this towel. That says basically it has Supreme on it. It's just like it says Supreme, and then under it says Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. Just basically the different. I believe that's different boroughs in New York. If I'm sure about that. Now, there's a YouTuber that likes kind of hypebeast YouTuber, and he's definitely gonna like these. This is so they normally do a collaboration with Hanes. Basically, the collaboration kind of just consists of a bunch of tees, and so now they're doing a purple collection. So they have purple tee with a red box logo. They also have the three pack of white and black. They also have the tank tops, but they also have the under their underwear, the purple underwear. So I definitely think he would definitely like it. And then they also did the boxers. I mean, if I can get my hands on some black boxers, I think that would be amazing. I love the white logo on the black boxers. I think those look pretty sick. Anyway, the next one is purple socks. They're changing up with purple Supreme socks. They're also doing it with black and white, of course. And then normally they have a bunch of keychains. This is a vampire keychain, which I think is really cool. And then they did this ear keychain. Just has Supreme written on it. It's just like this ear, which I think is really cool. They also have this panther keychain. They have a leather loop keychain, which would be great to get. And then a shine pin, which is just a pin. They do a lot of pins and keychains, I have found. So I think that's really, really sick. I love a lot of the accessories that they're doing, and I think they're really holding up. So yeah, let's go over some of the other stuff, like the jackets and whatnot. So that's basically all the accessories for this week, not week for the season. So yeah, let's go on to the next part. Okay, so the next one we're going to be going over is the jackets. So they did this, it's kind of like a fur bandana print bomber. So they did it in pink. They also did it in some brown and then black, which I think is really sick. Next thing, hold up, is this suede jacket. They did multiple. They did a camo. They also did a pink version of it and a black one. And then next, they did have this leather jacket. Vance and collaboration they've done in the past, kind of a leather racing jacket, red, green, and black they're coming out with, and a vest, which I think is really sick. They're also doing some varsity jackets, just style jackets, I think is really cool. They're also doing this candle tee, I believe, this camo tee, or a camo jacket. I keep saying tee, it's a jacket. They did it in blue, and there's also a red one. Gore-Tex, very, very nice, very nice quality. They also, so Gore-Tex did a collaboration, is doing a collaboration, so it's just, like, a bunch of, like stickers, I think, on there. I think that's really cool. They're also doing a lot of Fleece stuff. And then, yeah, let's get on to the next part is, like, these, like, really nice Ferocity jackets with the, blue colorway, white colorway, and black colorway, which is really sick. So I have this parka that's lined, a sideline parka. This is also this one is a collaboration with Polar Tech. A eagle hoodie, which they also did, and then a denim vest with different types of denim, which I think is really sick. And then this one is just really nice. Another Gore-Tex collaboration. I think we're expecting to see. It's like a red, a camo, and blue jacket, which I think is really cool. And they also have a denim vest and a black. Sorry for leaving out the black. And then they also did some dragon track suits, which has like dragon prints on them, which I think is really sick. In a hooded, kind of like that old styled camo that you see in like the 80s. Kind of that style. And they also did two other colorways to the dragon track suit, which is the red and the black. And they also did this denim hoodie with Supreme all over it, all the box logos, but in denim, which I think is very different than they normally don't do. They also do a bunch of coats. They normally have a lot of different coats that you can pick from. Also a Five Boroughs coaches jacket. Basically, it's like this Supreme logo, just kind of like this text. You should look it up. The Boroughs B. Okay, I can't say it right now, but I'll just spell it out since I cannot somehow say it. So it's called FIVE5, and then Boroughs. So BOROUG. HS. They do a lot of prints with that, and they also do some other like kind of like mesh jackets. So it has a tiny logo of Supreme on the bottom. They do it. They've done. I mean, this season they're doing a lot of those. They're also doing a lot of just like standard prints. Like I believe this one is. This one's black, and this one's yellow, and they're also doing just a bunch of different jackets, I feel like. They're doing some mesh ones. I feel like they're doing some tuxedos, like the suits, wool suits, and they're doing, like, puffy jackets, kind of all around, a lot of jackets. So, yeah, let's move on to the next one, which is the t-shirts. All right, the first t-shirt we're going over is called the Ralph Tee. It's kind of like this. Mutant Ninja Turtle photo tee, which I think is really cool. Spiral tee, which has a bunch of like messages all in a spiral. They have this HNICT photo tee, of course. Skeleton tee, a lot of photo tees going to this. They also have this mouse tee, which has like a mouse in it. Water pistol, which is someone blowing on like a Supreme gun, which I think is really cool. But it's a, of course, water gun. Also, they have another photo tee for the ear, the purple accessory ear. They have Five Boroughs tee, finally can say it. It's a really, really, really cool print that I really like. Yeah, there's not much tees into the previews, I definitely say. We'll look into the lookbook to see a bit later. They also have this Crest tee, And then they also have this wind tee, which it has like it's like fire on it, which I think is really cool. So again, really, I really like this. This part is really cool. So since we're kind of done with that part, let's go on to the sweat, the sweater slash top. So they did a sweater for like a bunch of different signs. So they have Second Street, Bowery, Supreme Street, stuff like that. They also have like a zip up stuff. They also have like a bunch of just a bunch of sweaters. I feel like they have kind of standard prints. They also have this digital flag. It's kind of like this digital print kind of leaking on, which I think is really cool. They also have checkered board small box, which is a small box logo on the right side of the t-shirt. They also had this signature label photo tee. They have a classic camo photo tee, pocket tee. They have a lot of like kind of like polo, I guess you could say, style tees. They also have this city tee, which is like it's technically a jersey. This Arabic. Now this is very rare. I mean, to another level. So a while back they did a box logo with Arabic. I'm pretty sure I say that right, but probably not. And basically it said Supreme in Arabic. So they did a soccer t-shirt now. They also have this baseball, which is one side's gray and one side's black, which I think is really cool. And yeah, let's go on to the next one. So this one is like a camo t-shirt, and then a skull t-shirt, and then a mesh script tank top. Sorry. So that was pretty much just a bunch of kind of like general release stuff. But yeah, let's go on to the skate stuff. I really like some of the skate stuffs they're putting out. So yeah, let's go right to that. Alright, so some of, or all of the skate stuff. So first we have the Cause Chalk logo skateboard. This is just falling with the exact same thing that they did with the box logo. Just have the chalk. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of that, but they also have this Vampire Boy skateboard, sticker skateboard, bunch of stickers on it. And they have like these two skateboards that come together to make one message, which I think is really sick. They also did a Bowery skateboard, which is the same building, which I think is the sickest skateboard. They also have this other skateboard that has like a Ferris wheel behind it, which I think is really cool. And then they have Independent Trucks, which they come out with every single time. And then Spitfire Wheels, which comes in red. And then kind of a white and black, and then a gold colorway. So this is really sick. There's nothing much to say about this, but I think it's really, really sick. Of some of the skate stuff they're doing, just like some different stuff they haven't done for a while since, like for example, the two skateboards kind of coming together make kind of one picture, which I think is really cool. But yeah, so another thing I guess we can add in is Air Force. So every season now they're going to be re-releasing the Air Force One Nike, so it's going to get less and less. Like for example, the price is going to be driven down, which is a good thing for me because I do not want to pay $200. It's I know it's like simple, but it comes with like it's a small box logo on it, and then there's some laces. So if I can get it at a good price, I would definitely pay money for this. I mean, 110%. So there's a white and a black, of course. I would obviously get a white. And it's definitely very much simpler, but I definitely like the box that comes in. It's nice and simple. Supreme and Nike Air Force Ones that they are doing. So yeah, I think they did a great job on these. And again, yeah, sure, they are re-releasing them. So hopefully it drives the price down closer and closer to 100, but these will sell immediately. And I kind of wish they did release it like on the Supreme website, but also on the sneakers website. I think that would be really sick. I think it's easier to get on the sneakers than on here. But they're just exclusively putting them on just the Supreme website. So I think that's just really unique. So yeah, let's move on to the next one, the hats collection. All right, so we have a lot of hats to go through, so let's go through them. So the first one is a Crusher hat, which is a really nice type of hat. They released in green, blue, or they're releasing it in green, blue, tan, red, white, black, and purple. They also came out, they're coming out, I keep saying they already came out with it, is this kind of like a reflective Crusher, which is basically has the Supreme logo on like this stripe, basically, and just has Supreme logo circling through it. So created a Gore-Tex hat with many different colorways, and they created another Crusher with just the standard Supreme logo on it. It's just like this really cool text, and then it's kind of like this kind of like, it's like sort of fuzzy feeling, which I think is a fuzzy what do you call it, fuzzy what do you call it, just like halfway into between fuzzy and kind of just like standard, right? Just like a, you know, like some hats are kind of like made out like kind of that denim material. It's kind of halfway in between really, really, really fuzzy into, and then denim. So that's kind of like, that's one of them they made. And then the next one is this, also a Crusher, but it has like this really cool patterns all over, and they also released just in black, green, and purple. They also did, they also did this planar Crusher. They did a bandana Crusher, kind of completing. You can kind of complete your set with the bandana sweatshirt, I believe, or it's a sweater. Also, this logo just has a bunch of Supreme and different like fonts all over, which I think is really, really dope. They also came out with this reflective patch bony, which I think is really sick. It's just a, it's basically kind of a Crusher type of, I guess you could say. This also, it's really cool Supreme, kind of arcing Supreme logo on this, and it has, it's basically, it's like a, okay, it's just like a cap, right? It's just like a, it's called the Bermuda space cap. Next one is a Bermuda 504 hat. Basically, this is, you know, like the stereotypical person from France, you know, wearing that hat. It definitely looks like that. and then obviously the Supreme Avenue signs beanie, which I think is just, it's technically just street signs. Next one is Old English writing of Supreme. They also did that with the beanie. Vampire Boy beanie. They're doing a lot of stuff with that. And then Shavorsky. Hello, new era in Shavorsky. This is going to go hundreds of bucks because it has crystals on it, which I think is sick. Next one is Bleach Rib beanie. And then they also did another logo beanie. They did this like smaller box logo beanie, which I think is cool. It's called Overdried beanie. And then six panel beanie, which I think is really, really sick. Another six panel. And then they also did this one, another one with the box logo, but it has the same color on the color. So it's like brown, brown, navy blue, and navy blue. Lamb green, which I think would be, I mean, I think that would be really sick to get. They also have some other skater hats just with, you know, Supreme on it, different logos we have seen. So you have another six panel, Vampire Boy six panel. They also have this S, it's just like the S of just the Supreme on it instead of the whole thing. They also have a six panel of the multiple logos. They also have a Cos Chalk hat, which I think is actually looks more decent than the box logo. They also have like this skulls pattern, which I think is really, really cool. They do a lot of collaborations with New Era. That's what they also do. And then they also have this like 5-panel hat, along with that. So, that kind of wraps up with that part. Then they also have this Champions of Box logo, New Era collaboration, which just has Supreme on it with a bigger text than the other one. So I think is really, really cool. They also did a Supreme box logo kind of in the middle, or yeah, kind of in the front of it, and then there's SUP soup and then Ream kind of like cut. So I think it's a really cool kind of just the same Supreme all over with the box logo too. I also did a bandana one, Supreme style, not North Face. they also did this kind of like, it's kind of like this, they call it a satin camo camp cap, which I think is really, really sick. And a another camp cap, which is just the same color and same color, pink on pink, black on black. They did a camo, they're doing a camo cap, which I think is really, really sick. And a lot of other caps, they release a lot of caps, I'm telling you. Just trying to go through the main ones. There's a few more we like to go through. Like, there's this leather cap, which is made of course, leather. Military camp cat, so it's definitely, it's just different camos of the hat group. And then there's linen caps. And then there's also these striped hats, which I think is really cool. So a lot of hats that they're releasing that they normally do. So again with the hats, let me just go over real quick. It's really sick. I mean, everything is really sick, I believe, in this collection. But not only that, but it's really, really cool. Just like the different stuff that you can see, the different variety that they keep coming up with every year. But yeah, let's go on to our next section, which is different type of bags, which I'm very excited for. Let's go right to it. So sorry, but we're gonna be actually heading for our last break, and then we're gonna be coming back to the bags. Welcome back from the break. So now we're gonna be going over the bags, which will be our second to last section. Technically, we're gonna be or never mind. The lookbook's basically the same thing. We're just gonna be going to the bags. Sorry. So the bags will be our last section. And so yeah, let's go over this. So first backpack is this camo. I really, really like this camo on it. It has like this, it's kind of has like this gray, white, and red camo to it. Which I think is really, really sick. I really like all these bags. Let me just state start from saying this. So there's real quick over there's 4, 8, 12, 16 bags. So let's get right to it. So the next one is duffel bag. This one is the black duffel bag, just a black Supreme duffel bag, which I also think is, I mean, relatively really sick. They've made stuff similar, but this is definitely different with this giant Supreme logo in the top of it. Next one is a tote bag, which is very different with a kind of like a plastic, I believe, Supreme logo. Kind of looks like it. So this one is blue. They haven't done a lot of these. This might go for a very big resale value. But yeah, basically that's basically the tote. And then yeah, the next bag is the sling bag, and this kind of goes over your shoulders, kind of like a shoulder bag. And this one's black. They're doing a lot of these kind of like black on black stuff, which I think is really, really nice and just really neat. So I believe, I mean, this one, that one is amazing. I mean, to another whole level. And I wished, so they're doing this camel, right? And hopefully they do this, but there's a box. I wish they did a camo, another camo box logo, which I think would look amazing, much more than the cause. But obviously that's just preference. Next one is the neck pouch, or not the neck pouch, the waist bag. This is kind of like a belly bag, I guess you could call it, with that Supreme logo in the front and then that cool, nice camo. This one's very nice. I definitely think I would spend pretty good money for this one, just because, I don't know, I think it would be pretty cool. I would rather get the backpack, though. I'll get the backpack first than the waist bag. But yeah, anyway, on the neck pouch. This one is kind of like this tan color. This kind of goes over your, you know, obviously over your head, or not over your head, but like kind of like it's kind of like a side bag, but it's just kind of meant toward like in front, not on the side, right? So it's a front bag. kind of sounds kind of weird saying that. But yeah, so there's that. It's kind of in this hand color way. Then there's a bandana wave of let me see, one, two, three kind of style bags that are bandana. They're doing a lot of bandana this year, or this season. I can definitely see. This is a large duffel bag. This has the print all over it again, and then so that's the red one. The red one looks amazing. I definitely would say. I mean, I personally love it. I think it's really cool. I definitely like the bandana that chips. It's very, very much decorated. The next one is the lime green one. This one's very unique. I definitely would say I would buy the black one over this one, but this one is still really, really nice. I can definitely tell. I mean, they spent definitely some time on this. But yeah, so the green one, it's really sick. I definitely think it looks really cool with the bandana box. So I definitely have to admit that to that. They also did this bandana tarp side bag, but with the bandana print. Probably, I'm probably gonna try to get that. And then they also have this Vanson leather. Oh yeah, it's a spider web bag. It's just a type of bag, I guess, but it's just a Vanson bag with a. If you ever seen the Dream, I think it's called Dreamville, kind of how their font looks. It's just like that on the Supreme bag. This one looks really nice. I think definitely with it. It's like a leather bag, which I think is really cool. Waist bag. This one is kind of in a green, yellow, and red colorway, which I think is something new they haven't done. I think it's really sick. And this is also it's a waist bag, so it's technically a belly bag is what I call it. And then yeah, so then the next one after that is the string tote. This one also has the same colorway. It's basically the same one, just different item to that, which I think is really, really cool what they did with the string tote. And yeah, that's basically it for the string tote. Anyway, the next one is the Vampire Boy backpack. This one's sick. I think this just has like the vampire logo on the bottom, and it's just like black backpack, which I think is actually it's actually really cool. The next one here, let me go to right away. Sorry about that. Let's just continue. So the last three items we're gonna be going over is the waist bag, but the vampire print, which I think is really, really cool. I think it's very different of what Supreme has done. It's kind of in this green colorway with the logo on the lower bottom of it, and then there's a black strap now, so you can connect to your waist. The next one is a canvas backpack, very nice backpack. It's a white all over, and then a red Supreme logo near the bottom of it. This one's really sick. They came out with this last season, and so this is, I believe, this is a re-release that they do, just kind of like a standard stuff. And yeah, I just think it looks kind of cool. I think the main thing that looks cool about it is it's just very simple. I feel like Supreme can be very, I mean, over the top, I feel like, of creativity, which is not a bad thing. But this is just a nice low-key backpack. And the next one is a canvas tote, which is really nice. This would be cool to like carry your lunch or whatnot. I think that would be really sick. And it's like basically a black Supreme logo on a black canvas, which is also really sick. So kind of leaves us off for this episode. Thank you for sticking around. Those people who have stayed since day one, thank you so much. Obviously this is our 1 year anniversary, so thank you. And I didn't think I was gonna get this far. So that's basically that's it for this episode. But tune into next week. We're gonna be interviewing someone. It's gonna be a surprise. I'm not gonna tell you, but I'm telling you, it's gonna be amazing. I love these interviews. And yeah, I'll see you next week with another episode of Hype Life.